Forwarded message from Martin J. Driscoll in the Mindway at gmail.com. Date, Sat, January 27, 2018 at 11:39 a.m. Subject, Introduction to Court and American People, Draft, Materials for Court Date. San Bernardino Criminal Court. January 30, 2018. 8 a.m. 2. Enable at UN.org. Dear Court Magistrate, District Attorney of San Bernardino, and beyond to all of the American public large and the United Nations Enable for Rights for Persons with Disabilities. My name is James Martin Driscoll, born and raised here in San Bernardino. I am before you to argue legal necessity in a criminal case of electronic and phone harassment. The issue of arguing defense of legal necessity is complex in such a minor offense. That complexity is what brings me to issue a long version and a short version of this introduction along with an extended introduction to be filed outside to the public at large for their listening audience interests. Which version will the court accept here today first time to be placed upon the court record? It is my intention to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that there has been a long-established conspiracy involving the HIV/AIDS Social Services Network. This is systemic to the foundation that the original writers wrote a policy that has not kept up with the times where HIV/AIDS is no longer considered a death sentence. The good intention documents of the Ryan White Care Act has been subverted to allow haters to win. It is self-evident that I have had two incidences of hate and harassment campaigns since I became HIV positive and AIDS symptomatic at first testing in September of 1999. What has happened in the development or lack thereof in our community is where the platform of the Ryan White Care Act is set forth as a system for a place of social support to go die and not thrive. It remains under that guise and there are haters who are involved in the leadership executive director roles of these agencies that do not care to change. Before I get into my preliminary assessments here in this introduction, let me tell you who I started to be in course of career and life choices of success. My life path has been drastically altered by hate directed at me and not good intention wellness. Directly not indirectly from community social services agency leadership. It is my intention to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that the legal necessity rule applies that people still die from HIV/AIDS today. See Yale University study. Study shows direct link between state spending habits and AIDS deaths. By Rosalind D. Eugenio. February 3, 2016. There are those, which I am one of many that are being subject to hate and discrimination on a level that is unimaginable can happen in the United States of America. But it is happening. My first job ever was working for the San Bernardino Public Library at the CoSand Computer Center. I was the original developer of two key pieces of technology ingenuity to the computer literacy of this entire city from 1985 forward through Y2K and just beyond. For my original coded software was a computer dial-up bulletin board system known as MICROLINK BBS and as well I programmed the desk manager that handled the computer lab's reservation system and software checkout catalog. I am mentioned in this November of 1987 Library Journal article and Sun Times. Featured articles. Refs. 1. James M. Driscoll. Experience resume. http://intheminduwayy-org.gruwup.net/resume/jmd_resume.html. 2. Public access microcomputer services in public libraries.pdf. 3. Encopia SB Times article called as being the original source programmer. IMG SB Sun. Home computers can talk to library.jpg. IMG SB Sun. Home computers can talk to library pg2.jpg. Obviously, something that we take for granted today. The MICROLINK BBS was only the second library in the country to establish BBS services at this time in telecommunications. This programming was done from scratch with no assistance from library resources of placing me into any form of educational program to obtain this gift that was provided to this city of San Bernardino back then. I call it a gift, because I was paid at the rate of a page, one of the least ceremonial positions in the entire municipal infrastructure. But the software that I programmed the Origin AI code and enabled first by a volunteer project before I was employed as my first job appears. Detailed on my resume was real and I am most real to my intent proving my case. Beyond a reasonable doubt to this community when all other communities have ignored my plight completely. If not for the social services network set up as a system in HIV/AIDS to go die, I would be in a life path much more of success. I think that is bearing a truth that is also self-evident. That would be if I was the average client. I am sick and tired of being treated as a second-class citizen as a client of social services for persons with a disability and my rights as a person with disabilities violated that are now defined for our world to follow. What is wrong here? It is not me, it is them. I am not that average client and do not accept the conditions that have occurred before me. In today's world, I expect my client services to be treated client-centered as per the means and methods of documentations of the web thinking structure. That discussion can be found on YouTube. Video search client-centered conflict of interest free case management. But then again, one more extra thing for you to know and remember, I am not that average client just allowing these conditions to go undocumented. I have had an extra burden of having two separate hate and harassment campaigns set up against me. For they, the social services leaderships, already know who I am and what I am calling for. They must effectively be intentionally choosing this course of hate over rational thinking. It is self-evident. The target class of this hate is also self-evident. It is not all people who are HIV/AIDS but something quite a bit more exclusive. A set target class of persons with HIV/AIDS that I happen to hold dear to be friends I seek to want to know. In 2005, I was living in Oakland, California. The housing facility that I was living in operated by the American Baptist Homes of the West. If we realize that HIV/AIDS is a disease that over apportions affects the gay community, there is a conflict of interest that started from the beginning that has eroded my ability to trust anything of this social network. I find it hard to imagine that this is a good intention program run by a Baptist extreme of hate against homosexuals and gay black men with HIV. But that is what I dealt with in Oakland. Everything about my life has documented evidence in block space real-time in events. Nothing made up after the fact. I was gaslighted by an unyielding campaign of hate and cyberbullying efforts. It was during the year of 2005 prior to when the cyberbullying laws were into the books for us to find rational thinking. I thought this was an isolated occurrence. Moved on to just accept the conditions of life dynamics and move back home to San Bernardino and start again. That is where I am again today. For in Denver, after a 28-month waiting list placement into Hopway Housing Opportunities for Persons with AIDS Associated Housing whereby I and many of us clients of the Denver Colorado AIDS Project / Colorado Health Network were complaining of the way the housing waiting lists was being maintained. It was taken away from their management. Some of these clients were left astray homeless on the streets of Denver, Colorado areas for 3 full years. I am not kidding around with my facts. It is my intention to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that I have uncovered a conspiracy exposed in HIV/AIDS housing that had me dealing with an 11-month hate and harassment campaign. This time in 2015/2016 fully detailed and documented under my domain setup registered during my Oakland experiences in June 2005. Another eviction set forth filed against me on November 30, 2016. That I detailed and wrote about the process in July, online cyber timestamped, that ultimately proceeded against me. http://community.gruwup.net/01d. The filing against me was the day before World AIDS Day. Unbelievable as that is true. These people seem to act in a manner they are untouchables and insulated. They are being protected by a system of hate. See also, http://community.gruwup.net/01 and http://community.gruwup.net/06 for details that are documented about my life circumstances in May after my car was stolen in January. Yes, I am this man who holds a unique cyber identity to the world to expose truth when the truth is being overlooked. In this case, it is a massive mischievous marvel of molding muck. If I am not successful in proving my case beyond a reasonable doubt, I am willing to serve my time in jail. In the course of human events, the time set aside will be used to inform the jail community of these circumstances. I feel as persecuted as Copernicus of history when I am the one holding the science facts and they are the ones holding hate. You do know that story of what he went through. He went through a lot rougher time than I and was reburied with honors by the Roman Catholic Church. A year in jail is okay and perfectly accepting, comparable to life paths. So that is not an deterrent to not press this case forward. Which is what I am doing. However, I have a stipulation of statements that I have actually stated on record with my eviction from Denver December of 2016. I say the same thing. When I am released from jail, I want my United States citizenship changed to some other country that does not allow haters to win over the good-doing peoples. This is a very serious statement and not a statement to induce shock here in this introduction letter. I am very serious with this intention, and this letter is being directed to the United Nations Enable at UN.org for enabling the rights for persons with disabilities. We keep seeing these hate prevaricating collectives isolating the offenders from punishment as they continue to offend new victims after new victims in sexual offenses against women. Such as Harvey Weinstein and Matt Lauer of NBC News. And the US gymnastics team doctor, I don't want to name him in this document at all. What kind of pile of feces thinking processes of the haters and work collectives of those who protect them allows this to continue? The HIV/AIDS Social Services Network is just one more set up circumstances of this same cause and effect, and no one seems to care to place a course correction but me and a few persons whom I have acquired their permission to notate on my network in real name as belonging to a trust network of change for the betterment of community under the label of Number Cramobone.good/. The label is made from the Adinkra Cramobone, which means inline image 1. One bad makes all look bad, or the bad makes it difficult for the good to be noticed. It is a warning against deception and hypocrisy. I put these people to a better challenge of their excellence in a school-based concept of ideal constructed with an online presence for the betterment of community everywhere of adult consensual practices. I challenge this court and its proceedings to its same scrutiny. Everything and everyone will be noted for the record. Pinned to the top of my Twitter account at GrowUp, I have an open letter to the Dr. Phil show that was written by my mother. In that letter it says that we agree to appear on the television show. It details the events to why I am appearing in court today. For even the sheriff deputy is now noted at number Cramobone.bad/Tracy.ClinkHardtip/Sheriff San Bernardino County/ for his role in the breaking of directives against coming into the house without a search warrant. And everything about this situation, even here in San Bernardino, is not just coincidentally out of integrity, it is done on purpose against me. I am willing to set up the legal means by way of court-appointed representative counsel. If I am not successful in my endeavors to prove beyond a reasonable doubt legal necessity where the lesser of harms, or the lesser of evils is me in a trumped-up charge of harassment of me also representing a collective here at number Cramobone.good/ against them. For trust is not automatically given to anyone when the stakes are so high as in this case. If you represent them, it is time to switch allegiances to the truth, for common sense-only rational thinking can save the world. https://www.globalresearch.ca/now-only-rational-thinking-can-save-the-world/558-4987. Now only rational thinking can save it. By Andre Vlcek. Global Research, April 14, 2017. Spoken voice narratives-either male or female versions available. I can't say it any better than Andrei Vlcek's writing of where this country is failing. I want my United States citizenry changed to a place, some other country, that does not allow the haters to win, unpunished running amok with impunity. My entire record story is online. My entire Lucy medical record summary from Denver University of Colorado UCHealth.org is online. Correspondences to my doctor found here. Health summary 2017.0817.zip. Number UK Healthcare Collective / and spoken voice narrative here. Letter to University Colorado Hospital Dr. Nancy Mattinger case fail tell me why an embarrassment often verivate services 2017.mp3. My entire bank statements of accounts through the conflict in Denver to its most recent update is online. All this public. As a former notary public, I sign this document to you which seals this document to my stated intentions are genuine here and I am being completely 100% honest in my delivery of how this has affected me. Without a course correction in social services to a client-centered approach in all of social services throughout the Ryan White Care Act as a reason to stay here in this country, to which this court's rulings and my hope of allowable arguments will flow and solve. I have a reconciliation proposal involving in remittance of fact that there is a breach of contracts involved in my housing and then also now breach of trust in social services already constructed but there is no one listening to me. I have no leverage for this change and they have no incentives to listen to a community they have been ignoring for decades. If I am not successful in convincing this change somehow by it be in court here or on television or just in general interface with social services after apology and reconciliations are made from this intractable conflict. This actually set forth into in writing binding presence and new commitments of change occurs, I cannot stay here in this country. If I stay here in this country one more day, I remain vulnerable on a pathway of suicide under this systemic system of hate. I leave behind others who are being subject to this same discrimination factor and I can prove it. Glassdoor is the informational warfare truth showing the realism documented of real-time space of employee reviews against the agency companies. I have this detailed a set select few. I am sure there are more in the halls of that site's record. I have created an audio spoken voice text narrative presentation of just under an hour long to document this preliminary to the public. I don't need to go further than these selected reviews. It is self-evident. There is something major wrong here working against us in deliverance of wellness health. Filed folder, http://realuphuman.net/webdomain/glassdoor.com. Letter of a conspiracy exposed.mp3. 22 Jan 2018 3:34:04 a.m. That file is also found here. index/webdomain/drfil.com. Icon name last modified size description dir parent directory snd letter of a conspiracy exposed.mp3 22 jan 2018 3:44 a.m. and contains the following: 1 spoken voice narrative of letter to the Dr. Phil show, 2 words of Pope Francis call to our nation in front of Congress in September 2015, 3 detail after detail after detail of Glassdoor employee reviews of AIDS social services agencies around the nation, some of which are quite shocking, especially the ones from Palm Springs Area Desert AIDS Project and Colorado Health Network, for which I was subject to an 11-month hate and harassment campaign set forth, I name real names, by Jamie Villalobos, regional director and second-tier leadership of that agency. The statements made here and sealed and signed as true, to my best ability of working as a good faith integrity as a former notary of California. The legal necessity rule applies in this case. It is time for change and time for someone to help me through a process of success and livability and thrivability - not a place or a system to just go and die. Inline image 1. At Grow Up 2018. Great reasons us you there, I hear. And all interested public listening audiences will unite peace. Revision 1.1. To be publicly web filed in both written and spoken voice text narratives at http://realuphuman.net/webdomain/yale.edu.